Hello. Welcome to Everyday English. Today is Friday, and we have a short quiz for you as usual. Be ready for it with pencils and pieces of paper. Question 1.
Point out the intonation pattern used on each of the following sentences.
He said it. B. Do you know about it? C. Does he know about it? D. It's just as well.
I'll repeat the question. Point out the intonation pattern used on each of the following sentences.
A. He said it. B. Do you know about it? C. Does he know about it? D. It's just as well.
Question 2. Listen to each of the following sentences. Each one of them contains a question tag. Decide in each case whether the tag is correct or incorrect. A. He works at the public treasury, isn't it? B. She doesn't, does she? And C. John is a teacher. Is that not the case? The question again. Listen to each of the following sentences. Each one of them contains a question tag. Decide in each case whether the tag is correct or incorrect. A. He works at the public treasury, isn't it? B. She doesn't, does she? C. John is a teacher. Is that not the case?
Question 3. What is the difference in the implication between these two sentences? A. He's a teacher, isn't he? And B. He's not a teacher, is he? I repeat the question. What is the difference in the implication between these two sentences? A. He's a teacher, isn't he? B. He's not a teacher, is he?
Question 4. Listen to this remark.
You did not say we were all thieves?
What would be the implication of yes or no as a retort to the remark I made?
Thank you. And now the answers.
Question 1. Point out the intonation pattern used on each of the following sentences.
A. He said it. He said it.
Rising. Rising.
B.
Do you know about it? Do you know about it?
Falling.
C.
Does he know about it? Does he know about it?
Rising.
D.
It's just as well. It's just as well.
Falling.
Question 2. Listen to each of the following sentences. Each one of them contains a question tag. Decide in each case whether the tag is correct or incorrect.
He works at the public treasury, isn't it? He works at the public treasury, isn't it?
Incorrect. The The sentence should be, he works at the public treasury, doesn't he? Or, he works at the public treasury, doesn't he?
B. She doesn't, does she? She doesn't, does she?
Correct.
C. John is a teacher. Is that not the case? John is a teacher. Is that not the case?
Incorrect. The correct form should be, John is a teacher, isn't he?
Question 3. What is the difference in implication between these two sentences? What is the difference in implication between these two sentences? A. He's a teacher, isn't he? B. He's not a teacher, is he?
In A, he's a teacher, isn't he? I assume that he's a teacher, and I seek assurance or confirmation from my listener whether my initial assumption is correct. In B, he's not a teacher, is he? I begin by assuming that he is not a teacher, and I request my listener to confirm whether my initial assumption is correct.
Question 4.
Listen to this remark.
You did not say we were all thieves?
What would be the implication of yes or no as a retort to the remark I made?
Yes would imply, yes, you said we were all thieves. No, on the other hand, would imply, no, you did not say we were all thieves. Thank you both. Well, listeners, I hope the quiz was not too difficult. Have a good weekend. And remember to tune in next week. Goodbye.